Okay, and now I'd like to bring up Suzanne Owens, a wonderful writer who performs some great pieces alone and sometimes performs with Mike Santoro as well. Please give Suzanne a warm welcome.
Okay. It's okay. I'll tell you later. Hi. Friday I said goodbye to my son, who will be living in the Netherlands for 4 years. And the second poem I'm reading is about him, and the first one is called Moments. Years can be changed by a moment's choice. How much can we know until it happens? A bush matures, spreads its twigs, and branches grow like a giant's hand. The ocean's calm will alter when a wave ascends like clouds from forest fires. The brown earth transforms to waving tassels of corn. A baby rises from the floor, her hands wafting in air so she can stagger towards us. We climb mountains to see the depths of valleys below, but from the valley or the mountain's peak, a moment's decision can change the path of our lives. Free distortion, transform or alter the vista. A river adjusts its course through forest to lake, from lake to ocean, while an ocean's flow can lose itself at best in a marshland where water birds can nest. And these are all moments that change your life or they all do, I guess, but some don't. But this was a couple here. It's called Forever. I stand outside by the hospital wall, protected from the ice and Canadian winds, then walk my thoughts around a cul-de-sac. Nothing is forever. And everything is forever. Again and again, I think, cursing dead ends and my mother's dying. I curse the doctors, the hospital, the city, my failures, and my father's death, too young. Once he said, "I'll mend your doll, I'll operate and sew her up." Lying in the grass, looking up at the sky, knowing. When I went back inside, my favorite doll, Gloria, would live again. And she did. Walking back and through the doors, only to be confined inside once more, I'm face to face with my mother, her fragile bones already disintegrating into the sheet. The next day, I stumble back from the viewing room after seeing Mother in her coffin, herself missing. A stranger, jaw set hard, bruised arms as if the dye from her dress had seeped into her skin. While the family waits in claustrophobia, a pride protecting the kill, I stand like a child, my face in the corner, wishing I could walk through the wall. When from behind, a gentle, sudden bulk of warmth, my son's arms and body, my son 2 feet taller than I, yet his adolescent years lean down over me, protecting my space. Now tonight, on the telephone, his lifeless voice halting, bewildered. After the funeral, he said with such confidence, "Let her go, Mom. It was Grandma's time. It's what she wanted." But now, what's wrong? My flesh melds to the earpiece, as when in the distance you have to stop, lean into the ocean to hear the waves. My hand holds chunks of his silence, squeezing the breath from the wires, squinting to see with my ears, trying to harness what is out there, unmeasured, unknown, in his crushing sky. He says, "Molly broke up with me, Mom. I feel like that white balloon when we let it go, only to watch distance reduce it until its existence disappeared forever." Where are my words to make it conventional? The soothing that creates a difference, the alternative, like a spice to define it. I would fly across a continent to hold him. I would leave my body, but I am only the air controller trying to talk him back down. At 10, after we told him his father was leaving to live elsewhere, he screamed, fists clenched, face bloated, blue eyes wet and red. "You mean forever? You mean this will go on forever? Until I'm 20? Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.